from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They got cheese in the truck. I asked for cheese on the taco, and they put it on, and it's the best taco ever. Are we really doing this? Now, how does it get on there? Come on.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Willard and Dibs, here's Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson.
You know, of all the, I don't know, riffs or opinions that you have or debates, that one I don't have a problem with.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not a big deal. You want to put cheese on something? Put
Happy
cheese
on something. That's what I asked for din-din last night.
Tacos.
Yes, sir.
Did you, or are you just lying?
No, I did.
Because that's something that you would just say to make it seem like you could put everything in on a nice little
Mia's chicken
bow.
Tacos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you bring any leftovers in?
No, I'm not the leftover guy.
Come on.
I ain't into it.
You want me to bring some leftovers at Susan
Ray's? You've never done it in 6 years.
That's because so you've never asked.
I shouldn't have to. That's what type of guy I am.
Maybe we'll have you and me over for dinner one time.
You would think it would happen in 6 years.
And you have invited
months.
Me over for dinner? How many
I
times?
I invited you to Norm's.
That's a party. That's a birthday party. That's so different.
Well, Thanksgiving, and you know what? I extended a hand.
By the way.
You haven't been to a Black Thanksgiving.
Please.
Please. Dana. Look at Kay. It's Kay's laugh.
Well, what's it like? What's the difference?
It's the same. I wanted that back as soon as it left.
This from the 202. Steiny, we need to address the offensive line immediately. It's one of the worst units on the team. Trent is all we have. That's Trent Williams. And he's aging fast.
Then why? Kid came in at the break. We chopped it up. You were gone.
Did you see all his?
Like him. But all this what?
He's got a lot of New York tattoos.
Yeah, that's where he's from.
It better be. I mean, I hope he's
New
not
Jersey.
From. Hope he's,
Jersey.
I hope he's not from Tampa.
Look at
with the New York Mets. What do you got? Mets?
Just the Mets
Dolphins.
And the Knicks tattoo.
Okay.
That's
and
it.
The Dolphins, I thought.
No Dolphins. I'm not going to do Dolphins.
Yeah, no Dolphins. No
now
Dolphins.
You threw me off.
What's new? You got it. You know what? On your scouting report.
Oh, I know what it is. He came in during, real quick, okay. He came in during the break. And we're like, if everybody just knows it's the offensive line, why did the Niners not draft an offensive lineman with their first-round pick?
Because they knew they said, were kicking Ayuk to the curb.
They said there wasn't one worthy of that number. But then you drafted a couple more later. It doesn't add up, man.
Yeah, I'm working on your scouting report right now.
I know my scouting report.
No,
he goes deep.
No. One of the things about scouting reports is your own scouting reports tend to be, let me see, strengths, that's one.
Laughs too much, I know, is a weakness.
Let's see.
I try not to laugh, man.
Let me see. Let's go out to Telmo. Telmo wants to talk about the O-line and Brandon Ayuk. What's up, Telmo?
What's up, fellas? It's Friday. I don't know if it's your payday Friday, but I know Guru loves him a payday Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So
yes, sir.
Happy Friday to you guys.
Thank you. Same to you.
My question is actually directed at Guru, because Guru just, and I know Guru loves video games and he loves the flashy players and the ones that you can go cheat mode and do the out route and get a touchdown every time. But that's not the NFL. That's not the reality. I get it. Having a solid number one receiver, is important. Yeah. But like, we've just seen in the last week, a lot of people don't have Ayuk in that top 10 group or just a fringe guy. But Guru sat there and told us he'd rather have Ayuk. But then immediately after that, he went and told us that a big part of the Niners losing two Super Bowls in a row to the Chiefs was the lack of offensive line. So if you're sitting there and telling us that offensive line was a huge problem, but you'd still, given the choice, would pick Ayuk when you do have Debo, you do have Kittle, you do have CMC, you do have Juwan Jennings, you do have a couple promising prospects. So given the opportunity, if you could like get another Pro Bowl or All-Pro quality caliber player on that O-line versus bringing in Brandon Ayuk back, I'm doing that all day, because when they need time to find somebody open, I mean, you even have Juice. He caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl in 2000, early 2020, the 2019 season. So they have all these weapons that if you just gave Purdy an extra half second, an extra second when he drops back, he's going to find one of those guys. It doesn't need to be somebody just running out and trying to get open every single play.
Tillman, you're on fire. Let me ask you this. I want to hear this, Donnie. You're on fire. I don't disagree, but you call our show. We appreciate you. You're part of it. But the Niners are telling you the same thing that I'm saying. Why haven't they addressed it? They must feel like, hey, it's good enough. And it has been to get you to the Super Bowl multiple times, multiple NFC championship games, but they have not won. So I'm not going to, I felt like you kind of cheap shotted me with the flash because I like Ayuk, but obviously they do too, because they took another receiver and didn't address the O-line in the first round.
But they took another receiver because they knew at the end of this season they were likely going to lose one of their two receivers, and they need to address that. And they didn't take a guy early on because all of the value was off of the board. So you're not going to go out there and use a second round pick if there's not a 31st or even a 50th round pick guy on the board.
Do you believe they call teams? Do you believe they call teams if you're trying to trade Ayuk to get maybe an already experienced offensive lineman? Do you think they did that?
Nobody's trying to give that up for Ayuk. That's why Ayuk hasn't been moved. He keeps demanding a trade. Nobody wants to give him an all-pro player or a Pro Bowl player. Nobody wants to give him a first-round pick.
Right.
They're trying to get Ayuk on the cheap. If he was that dude, they would have either another team, and no other teams, I don't think another team's agreed to pay him $30 million. Nobody's given up assets and paying him $30 million. Wow. And that's where he's at, and that's why he has no leverage. And that's why the Niners know they don't need to pay him more than the 26 they offered him, because nobody else is trying to give up assets or money for him.
No, you're cooking.
I'm just saying, in my opinion, given the choice of spending that $26 million or $28 million next season and shoring up that O-line when you still have other players on the team that you can use the O-line to get them open, to give them time to make the playbook happen, I'm picking that 10 out of 10 times.
I'll leave you with this, my friend. And Stoney's looking at me without his glasses. Mike Florio, we just played the sound. There were not one, but five teams that were willing to give the Niners pay Ayuk. So I'll just leave that there.
But not give up anything else. Right. They're willing to pay him, but they weren't willing to pay him and give up a first-round pick. Telmo's off, but I'll tell you what.
What you got?
A lot of people in the text line.
Oh, you got your glasses on. I thought you had them off.
A lot of people on the text line, YouTube chat, saying Telmo was cooking.
Yeah.
He was cooking with grease.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
My family's going camping right now, and they got us on. So behave.
Oh.
Cave Springs. Cave Springs.
So Mia? Little Daryl.
My in-laws.
Milan.
Yeah, Mara, Macy, and the in-laws.
They got an RV?
Yeah, they got an RV.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do.
And well, ask them if it has pop-outs. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, I'm a deer hunter. Geez. Yeah.
Sorry. Does it have pop-outs?
Yes.
Now,
they have about a party of 10. So
do you have
two.
An RV or do you rent it?
They rent it.
By that place by the Oakland Coliseum?
No, they're in Sac.
Happy Days?
They're going already has the RV there, so you don't got to go pick it up and drive it there. It's there for you already. So that's fantastic.
Wait a minute. Where hold on.
It's Caves Inn in Dunsmuir? I don't know if you know where that's at.
That's a couple hours away, I think. Yeah. It's up north.
But the RV is there. Last year they had to drive the RV. This year
they don't
have
to drive it?
Oh, I guess it's easier. You don't have to take it back.
Well, no, that sounds great, what they're doing.
Yeah.
So wait
a
minute.
Say hello to them.
Hey. Yeah. What's up, Guru's family?
Johnson
love you.
Family.
So wait a minute.
And the Owens family.
So wait.
And the
Owens.
Youngs. Yeah.
And Youngs.
And Bernardo's.
All y'all. So that's pretty cool. So the RV place will drive the RV to where you want to camp. Then you just can drive your car up there and stay in
the
RV.
There you go. But this is a byproduct of the campsite offering the RV. They have that deal with the RV place.
Oh.
So it's waiting on you. That's pretty convenient. So when you break camp and leave, you just get in your car and you ain't got to take it back.
Now, in fairness.
Oh, boy.
Mia. Who else? The Youngs, the Owens.
Well, Daryl Milan. Donovan didn't go.
I mean, you're kind of cheating. You want to? You know what you want to do?
Well,
you know what you want to do when you get an RV? You want to drive that thing.
Right. They did last
year. That's what you want to do. No, you know what? That's actually a great idea.
You know.
Because have you ever driven an RV?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, see, I have. 32 feet.
I don't trust you behind something that
footer.
Big. Man.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, boy.
It's not like you can drive an RV 12 hours a day. Like, you can only drive them 6 to 8 hours. Because it's, you got to focus.
Yeah.
You cannot, it's.
Well, they got the rest stops, Donnie, where you can.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when you go from point A to point B in an RV, if it's 6 hours, when you get to point B.
Yeah.
Whew. It's mental fatigue.
Yeah, I bet.
Those things,
I
you got to
know.
32 footer with pop outs all over
Look
the place.
At you.
I was in command. I was in need of a closer. Okay.
I'm going to give you two.
Should I, 49er fans, I'm going to play a piece of sound for you right now. And you let me know if you think there's something to it or you don't. Colin Cowherd today was talking about the 49ers and the NFC West. Take a listen.
NFC West, yes, I like the Rams. I thought they had a back-to-back sensational drafts. Finished top 10 in total offense and scoring last year. I really like what they've done with their defensive front in the last two drafts. Niners are good, but they're an old, expensive football team. Watch out for injuries and the Brandon Ayuk noise.
That's it. I ain't gonna be totally wrong, but your boy Daryl the L. Johnson said that to you.
Said what?
That injuries, but when he says it, it's okay.
No. I understand he's a big boy.
Oh, my.
But stop saying, what's the biggest concern? Injuries. Everybody knows that. It's a given. Everybody's afraid of injuries. That's number one. What's number two?
He said expensive. I didn't agree. I mean, you pay what you... He said they're an old, expensive
team.
They're
expensive.
Warner's not old. Bosa's not old.
No, but their payroll...
Oh, no, no doubt. And that's why you want to cash in.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's already causing problems. Your boy can't get paid. Ayuk, odd man out.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that the 49ers, did they... Okay, so they draft Pearsall in the first round. Do you think it was specifically because they sensed an issue with Ayuk? Or do you think it's because they knew a little bit longer term that it could be a year, but even longer term, they're going to have to lose one of their high-paid receivers?
That's it right there, Steiny.
Do you think they knew that it was Ayuk at the time?
No, or that I think Ayuk they thought it was Debo. I thought they thought 26 or whatever that initial offer, you know, would. They didn't think your boy was going to go prima donna. Trying to get the Justin Jefferson and the CeeDee Lamb, who's yet to sign, type of money. I really believe Kyle was not looking at PFF or talking to Chris Sims, his buddy, because some people were saying this about the Super Bowl. Debo and IU couldn't get any separation.
Right.
We need to add. I don't believe it was that. I'm not saying that didn't happen. I saw some overthrows and IU beat his man. Bottom line, Stoney, is they know it's time to pay Brock Purdy, which by I don't know what he's going to get, but he's going to get it. And that's when you start having to lose people like we see in the NBA all the time. And why I hate their situation and why I keep focusing on the past is I just think it would be easier, partner, had they had a ring on their finger.
Don't.
And you're right.
Let's stop doing that. They got to break through.
Yeah.
They haven't.
You said something profound yesterday. I believe your prediction.
Of course.
Please.
Which thing?
Well, I'm trying to gas you up on a payday Friday I don't think Kyle's going to get it done. Not that I don't want him to.
That was just a hot take because that was the subject yesterday.
See, that hurts the show. That's what I like. Like that. Hey, dude, I like that. Now you don't believe. You just
saying. No. I mean, honestly, you know how I bet. I take all personality out of it. I take anything personal out of it.
So do I.
No, actually, you do the opposite. You put all that into it. And what I'm saying is that the odds of the 49ers winning the Super Bowl are less than 50-50, so I must bet against them.
All right. That's you know what I'm thinking. Yeah, no doubt.
You should try to employ that strategy when you bet on, like, the WNBA or Little League at Williamsport.
Please, I don't bet on no kids.
UFC fights.
Please. Shout out prizepicks.com. Use promo code GURU957 for a deposit match. So if you put $100 down on Prize Picks and put my code GURU957, my friends are doing it, you get $200. Yeah.
Then can you just not make any bets and take the $200?
No, you got to bet.
Why not?
You know what?
That's...
And
do you get 100 for everybody who signs up?
I don't get it.
You get nothing?
That's incredible.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, I get something. You know what I mean? On the back end.
How much you get? Is it commission?
It's in my check.
The Odyssey check?
Oh,
or the
God,
do you get a special one from FanDuel?
I need to
or Fanatics. No. Which one is it?
Yeah, I get a little something.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Everybody's got
I'm not Shasky or Dibs. They're like baby Shacks around here.
Hey, you want to play a game?
Let's do it.
So I was in the other room during the break, and Nahegan passes me. See, I love this stuff.
Two bets season. Oh, my gosh.
So Pro Football Focus made a list of the top 10 overall football players in the NFL.
Wow. Okay.
1 through 10.
All right.
The top football players, all positions, all teams.
I think I could go 8 for 10
hold
here.
Hold on.
I haven't seen it.
Let me give you a little some specifics as to what their criteria was. These rankings, according to PFF, are based on a combination of past performance, future potential, and overall impact on the game.
Well, damn. Oh, yeah. Okay. Got a little more difficult.
Nah, it's just top 10 players.
Okay.
All right. You want to?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
He's number one.
All right.
Can you give me the bell?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at my man.
Patrick Mahomes, number one.
Okay. Wide receiver, Justin Jefferson.
Number four.
All right, let's keep going, baby.
Top 10 players in the NFL according to Pro Football Focus.
D lineman or edge rusher, Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons, Dallas Cowboys, number five.
Okay.
3 for 3.
Look at, are you shocked?
No.
I feel good. Okay, three for three.
This is
now,
great.
We'll go linebacker. No, we got another edge rusher, right?
We've had 3 of the 10.
Okay.
All positions available.
Both Nick Bosa.
Nick Bosa, San Francisco 49ers, number 7.
Okay.
I like 4 out of 4. Atta baby.
I'm going to go wide receiver
again. See, I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, I feel it. I'm going to go wide receiver again. Family list.
Okay.
Wide receiver again, and I will say CeeDee Lamb.
Wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb. Off the board.
Damn.
No, not a top 10 player, according to Football Focus. It's only one strike, though.
Okay. Let's go running back, and that would be pass before Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey, San Francisco 49ers, number 10.
Oh, boy.
That's 5 of 10. You're 5 for 6.
Okay. Let's go cornerback. That would be...
It's all positions.
Oh, all positions. Oh, so there could be, okay. Yeah, they could be duplicates.
Yeah, there could be 7 quarterbacks and 4 running backs. Not on the same. But
you
guys
are going to laugh. I'm going to say C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud, quarterback.
That was a bad pick.
No. Yeah. No C.J. Stroud.
Okay. St. Brown from Detroit.
No. All right, I'll give you the positions of the players. Number 2 is an edge rusher.
T.J. Watt.
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
Somebody better than him.
Oh, my guy in Cleveland.
Miles Garrett. Yeah, that's correct.
You. Damn it, Goo.
Okay, we've got an offensive lineman, we've got a wide receiver, and we've got a linebacker remaining, and I don't think you're going to get this. The one.
Okay. The offensive lineman would be... I'm going to go Trent Williams.
Trent Williams, wow. San Francisco 49er.
But dude, he's got a year left, we said. Like, okay.
He's number 3.
All right.
This is they have him as the 3rd best football player in the NFL. Trent Williams.
I'm going to throw out another Niner. I was about to cuss. 54, Fred Warner.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that is correct.
BYU.
Fred Warner.
I'm missing that old lineman. What happened?
The boss is in the control room.
What happened?
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
I got something wrong?
No. You're getting too many right. He says...
Dude, there's nothing on my screen.
He said you're cheating.
Oh, my God. You guys are... Hey, the family listening to the boss thinks I'm cheating.
Wow.
All right, you have one more.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, you have 2 more. My bad.
This is your lineman, right?
No. Wide receiver and defensive player.
Oh, Adams with the Las Vegas Raiders.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
According to these guys, this is the 2nd best receiver in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus, after Justin Jefferson, who would be the 2nd best wide receiver in the league. Think fantasy football.
I said Lamb, right. Justin Jefferson, and...
You're right in the ballpark.
Tyreek Hill.
Correct. Wow. Tyreek Hill, Miami Dolphins. That leaves one guy, and here's the hint.
Give it to me.
You've mentioned his name already in the show. At least
starting. Oh, I got him. Well, Chris Jones.
Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Chris Jones, Kansas City Chiefs.
The boss really thought I was cheating.
So the 49ers have one.
Man.
They have 3 of the top 10 players in the NFL.
I think that's the most out of anybody, right? Any team.
Oh, on this list, absolutely.
Chris Jones and Mahomes, that's two. You got to do it, man. They have the talent.
5-1-0, TJ Watt's stats are better than Garrett, Steiny. Check yourself and Google that.
Well, it's PFF.
It's not my list.
PFF.
5-1-0, it's not my list.
Chris Collinsworth, call him.
Read
tweet
off a damn sheet of paper. Come on.
Yeah, that was
that's all I'm doing.
That was a little success.
I think that was good.
Well, I started off hot.
That was a good run.
Yeah. Then when I got accused of cheating, it threw me off.
See, I would have never guessed Fred Warner.
He's the best middle linebacker in the game.
Is he?
Yeah, but
I mean, is he? Seriously.
He is.
What about the guy for the Ravens?
Ray Lewis? No, man, he is. I'm telling you, Stoney. Niners, they've blown chances, man. And you know, I raise your blood pressure.
I'm keeping track of this now.
Okay, before.
That's 4 today.
Listen, you're just fixated, and rightfully so, on the Super Bowls. There's other chapters to this, Donnie. They've blown NFC championship games.
5.
To me, the Rams, they were up 10.
Are you going to go through them all?
No.
Are you going to go through them all?
No, and I'm just giving you the totality and the scope of and the realm of what they've really had at their fingertips, and they kind of juked them off.
6. Okay. You know what? I'm going to make it 7 on the other side. I'm going to play you a piece of sound that. This is the piece of sound that has Guru doing backflips in concern. I'm going to play you a piece of sound on the other side that really worries my main man, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Last thing, I can't believe Watt didn't make it.
Not on this list. Pro Football Focus. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. You're going to want to listen to this on the other side. I know Guru will. On 95.7, The Game. And I don't think of sexy when I think of Tom Thibodeau.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Steiny and Guru.
All righty. It is a Friday. And one of the great things about this job, Goo, is I can do things like this. Now, there was a person on the YouTube chat that said, that Myles Garrett was better than T.J. Watt. And I said, you know, Myles Garrett was the second best player. And then he wrote in on the, he hit the YouTube chat, and then he also hit the Xfinity Mobile text line. And he said, from the 5-1, he says, Steinmetz, your quote after Guru said T.J. Watt was no, somebody better. And so because I have a radio show along with you, I can just say, please, Myles Garrett's better. Miles Garrett's better than T.J. Watt.
They're all
hit the pike. Come on.
There's a guy in Vegas that's saying he should have
Crosby?
Been. Crosby? Man, who does not take plays off Bosa.
Oh.
PFF. Stoney, yeah. I'm telling you, Bosa, this is a big season for your boy, Stoney.
Yeah.
Hey, no excuses. And I forgot to mention.
But
this
you said he was
going to
have less than 13 sacks.
Tangi and Zoe also on the way to go camping.
I'm sorry,
with
who?
The fam. Tangi and Zoe. Yeah. Zoe, yeah.
Two women or
two women.
Gals?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mom and daughter.
Oh.
Zoe, a very popular name amongst women.
So yesterday, Guru and I did this. We had a lot of fun yesterday where we revisited some of our bad takes. And
just a couple for me.
You don't know this, Guru, but before the show, Nahigian, the boss, was like, hey, you know, yesterday, you guys, you know, talked about some of your bad takes. You know, maybe today you could talk about all your good takes that panned out. And I said, what's Guru want the day off?
Oh, flip it. Shots fired.
Look, I said, hey, Nahigian, I'm not working into the weekend.
A good comedian never laughs at his own material. You do that a lot.
I have to.
Please. Because I haven't taken my victory lap for Moses Moody. I think, remember, I fought you tooth and...
You can't take a victory lap during the off season.
he popped. He's a big part of their future. So
he's yet to pop. If Moses Moody has popped, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
They're in trouble. You know who else might be in trouble? The Niners.
Man.
Steve Young. This is back from May. It was during the time of the Dwight Clark dinner where they honored former wide receiver Dwight Clark.
Willard and Dibbs were there.
Willard and Dibbs talked to Steve Young. And this is right up your alley, Goo. You're going to be licking your chops. Take a listen to Steve Young talking about the 49ers and where they are.
Last year, the Rams are down. The whole division's down. Seahawks are down. The Cardinals are way down. You know, in the playoffs, you play a Packer team that's been middling the whole day. You got an up-and-start Lions squad. You're like, that's how we get to the Super Bowl, and then you play a down year Chiefs team. Like, of all the times that you're set up to do it, that was it. But since the Ravens at Christmas, I mean, we just weren't the same. And, you know, we held Patrick Mahomes to 19 points. You could have told me, look, Patrick Mahomes won't score 3 touchdowns. We're not gonna win that game? Like, you're not going to walk over the Packers? We're not going to walk over the Lions? Like, things were haywire from Christmas on. And that's why last year was the time with the best roster in football to go get it done. And the fact is it didn't happen. That happens. It happened to me. I get that. But now next year, I think the Rams will be better. I think Marvin Harris will make the Cards better. The Seahawks will be better. The Lions will be, the Packers will be better. Like, it's going to get better. And we're probably not, I don't know if we'll get better, but hopefully we can stay the same. And start and still beat the rank and file with this amazing roster we have and the way that we are innovative, we deploy the guys on offense, then, yeah, great. What just happened was a big miss. It was too bad.
Wow.
Take a victory lap.
No doubt, man. When he says it, it hits different. But that's a guy like, man, he was in his bag, Steiny. And I'm telling you, Kyler Murray, year two off the injury, he's going to get better. He has a stud receiver, Harrison Jr., to throw to now. And they were running the ball. They ran the ball on the Niners in Arizona, lost for 232 yards. I'm just, the whole division has, I think, bridged the gap. And the Rams, I'm telling you, they scare me, and they play the Niners tough anyway. So he was spot on with everything.
There is one thing that I...
Steve.
There's one thing he said that makes sense, but he could be wrong about. He said, he intimated that the best the Niners can do is be as good as last year. Well, why can't they be better? If Brock Purdy takes the next step, why wouldn't the Niners actually be better than last year?
What if I went to the other side of the ball, and I know you're looking at me, if I had a dollar for every time you said that, I'd be...
Greenlaw?
Greenlaw, Steiny, he is Warner. Like, he's not going to be
because
there.
He wasn't in the top 10.
But you know
Warner
what I mean.
Warner was top 10.
The impact of not having him, Hufanga, we got to see how he is coming back.
Steiny, you know, Hufanga is like back to, Hufanga is like Pajemski. He gambles too much. He's got to stay more solid.
He's coming off an injury, man. Well, but he's got the instincts of a Ronnie Lott back there.
Okay.
Ronnie Lott, who gets disrespected. I'm not saying he's Ronnie Lott.
Well, you just said he's got his instincts.
I went to the same college.
Okay, then he's from the same college.
I'm just telling you fond of Hufanga.
I bet you this. Hufanga. If they had Ronnie Lott in their prime, I think they'd probably be better defensively.
He's a bad dude, Ronnie was.
So, 888-957-9570 is the number. Do you guys agree with Steve Young that last year was the 49ers' best opportunity, and that this year it's not out of the realm of possibility, but their chances aren't as good as they were last year? Are you with Steve Young on that one? Or do you think that this year they have every bit the chance that they had last year and then some, and maybe it's because they're going to be more motivated? Maybe they can be better because Brock Purdy takes the next step. Maybe they can be better by utilizing George Kittle in a different kind of way. But
I'd like to see that.
To use a guruism, I can't rob the Niners of the notion they could be better next year.
And I won't too. I just think it's going to be more difficult. But what I need answers to is the past. And I know you keep telling me to move on. Matt Steinmetz, what happened to that Niner machine against Green Bay?
Tell me what happened after Christmas.
Let's start. I don't know.
Well, let's ask 49er fans. What Steve Young has referenced that Christmas game against the Baltimore Ravens. Can anybody put their finger? And I know we got a lot of 49er fans who watch games over and over again. I don't know what it was, Goo. I just know he's right. There was something that changed after that Christmas Day, Christmas night game against the Ravens. And 49er fans, what was it? Mm. Did any of you notice what changed after the Ravens game?
I'm going to take a crack at
888-957-9570. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. And maybe it was just confidence. Maybe it was a swagger. I'm not sure.
Tell me what you – I'm going to take a crack at it like a pinata, Steiny. I saw a lot of traits from that three-game losing streak where the defense was playing man, knocking guys off their spot, jamming them at the line of scrimmage. They were just in the Niner space. Now, when you say that three-game losing streak, well, Debo missed 2.5 of them. Trent was gone. But at the end of the day, Steiny, they were healthy. They were hosting. Middling. That's what he called the Green Bay Packers, who got in and got hot in the second half of the season. But should have, let's look, I'm looking at you in the eyes. They should have won that game.
Who?
The Packers. Well, and then you're down 17 in the first half to an upstart Detroit team. That's cute, but you're the Niners. They didn't play their best ball in the playoffs. And the funny part about this is they played their best game in the Super Bowl, which should have netted them the win, but they just, missed assignments on the big third down, which could have put the game away or gave them the lead, didn't know the rules. So I don't know what to expect. I just know they're going to be good because I'm not robbing them of that. But we're talking about winning it all. And you know what the Chiefs have done? If we just look past the NFC, they've added and given Mahomes in that offense more explosiveness on the outside. So Steve's right. That was the best chance to get them.
You know what I just have a little bit of a problem with is we talk about the Niners as if they're average. And I get they haven't broken through. But we're talking about them like they've got weaknesses left and right and in the middle.
Oh, wow.
And
you mean now, today?
Yes. Well, I'm talking about over the last 3 or 4 years. Just because they didn't win, it's like just because they didn't win the Super Bowl doesn't mean they're not a damn good team.
But Stein, you need luck. Them as the best roster. Like they've gotten their love. Like I'll fight you on. Where were you hearing that? Because nationally, the Niners were it.
They don't have the best quarterback in the NFL. When you have the best quarterback in the NFL, I think you have an advantage, just a flat out advantage, and. I know nobody wants to hear it, but you lost to one of the all-time greats twice. That's why he's an all-time great. So you gotta figure out a way to break through.
Listen to John Jay from the YouTube chat. I was in the eighth grade the last time the Niners won the Super Bowl.
I'm sure there were people who have not had their teams go to the Super Bowl their entire lives. So what's the point there?
It's been a while. They're 0-3.
How about a Lions fan? You want me to go down the list of teams?
But we're in the Bay.
Right.
And Montana set the tone, right. And they were 5-0.
So be thankful of the success we've had, and let's try to go out and get another one, but doesn't mean we're entitled to it.
But you can't say it's okay to lose.
They don't lose. They've been a winning team for 4 out of the last 5 years. What I expect from my football team, in a best-case scenario, is to knock on the door year after year after year. Do they want to win it? Of course they want to win it. That's why, and I'm interested to know about how 49er fans feel about this, because this is the way I think Lynch and Shanahan are approaching it. I do not believe. Now, they want to win a Super Bowl this year. There's no doubt about it. Mm. But I think it's the same concept that Joe Lacob talked about with the Warriors. They do not want to put all their eggs in the 2024 basket if it means that they're going to be less of a team in the next 3 or 4 years. I absolutely believe that the 49ers' philosophy is if we keep fielding one of the best teams in football, we're going to be able to break through. And it's not, we need to upgrade this guy or that guy or this position or that position. It's, you knock on the door enough times, you're going to break it down. And so when we use the Super Bowl or bust title, I'm not saying they don't want to win a Super Bowl this year. But I believe that the best way to go about it is probably the way they're going about it, which is we want to be good in 2026. And if Brock Purdy's the man, we're going to be good. If Brock Purdy is who he's shown us to be, why wouldn't the Niners knock on the door for the next 3 to 5 years?
I'm not going to say they're not, but if you're going to use the word upgrade, it's kind of funny that it looks like if they do something and shock us all and trade Ayuk, they're downgrading.
I don't know that. And that's
what I feel that.
What if Brock Purdy takes the next step as a quarterback?
Okay,
whatever that is.
But would you give me this without Ayuk? That might be a tat. And he could take it. He could take three. But wouldn't you think on paper or going into the season, you know, from what you've seen, that might be a tad bit more difficult without having the likes and the pleasure to throw the ball to number 11.
You're not going to like my answer, but I'm going to give it to you, and it's something that I truly believe. And I don't know what Brandon Ayuk is like in the locker room. I know that Kyle Shanahan's talked fondly about him for the last 2 years.
Debo loves him.
But if you have a receiver who's not getting the ball as much as he wants to get it, I think those are the type of players that you might be able to do without and everybody else collect. See, I'm telling you, when you have a guy,
Kelsey's one of those guys.
Right, but he's got Patrick Mahomes. When you have a young quarterback and there's a wide receiver, a number one wide receiver that you know doesn't think he's getting the ball a lot, I think quarterbacks will play differently. And you know what? You can disagree with me all you want, but I feel like I saw that with Steve Young when he took over for Joe Montana, and he felt like he had to squeeze the ball into Jerry Rice too much right off the bat, because Rice was great, and Montana and Rice were great, and Rice was the clear-cut number one. I think one of the most underrated aspects of football is when a quarterback feels pressure to go to a certain guy so that guy can get his touches. I'm not saying
because I think
that's
we would have seen that, right?
And what do you mean?
With all the coverage here with The Athletic and all the nonstop, we would have seen that rear its head in regard to Ayuk's tripping.
No,
he's mad, throwing his mannerism. We have not seen that.
That doesn't mean he's not clearly he's disappointed. Like,
six targets? Not
exactly.
Even like, that's not good enough.
Right.
His brother's putting that out on Twitter.
Right. So he wants the ball more.
Is that a bad thing?
On a team with Christian McCaffrey and on a team where Kyle Shanahan's got an offensive system that he believes in and he thinks is great.
You're saying addition by subtraction?
I'm not saying that. Because Ayuk is a very, very good player. But I do believe that quarterbacks know.
Oh, man.
They just know when a guy... You know, it's like any basketball team where who used to be, we got to get this guy the ball. He's got to get some points.
Keyshawn Johnson,
he's
got to
get some points.
But all the good ones have that trait, though, Stani. Justin Jefferson throws fits.
That's right. And is that positive or detrimental to a team? The other thing is, I think it's different when you're throwing a fit, and I'm not saying Cousins is the great. Cousins has been in the league 12, 15 years. He's used to a receiver that wants the ball that doesn't feel like he gets it.
Oh, my God, he got rid of one.
Brock Purdy, on the other hand, has been quarterbacking in the NFL just 2 years. And here's Ayuk last year in a contract year. Maybe he felt pressure to go to Ayuk more than he would have under natural circumstances.
I'm going to say this. I'm not even mad at what you're spewing right now. What I will tell you is Ayuk, does he have some validity to the fact that we lost the big game because I only got minimal targets.
Listen, now we can go back and forth on that forever.
What would the back and forth be? Or
he
consistent?
Wasn't open.
Or was he open? And I talked to you about the overthrows. Or does Kyle need to make more of an emphasis on getting him the ball? And that equates to targets. And maybe you win said game.
And then maybe you try to force it to him too much, and it comes at the expense of your overall offense. Because now, maybe the way Kyle Shanahan looks at it is, it's just like, okay, we've got what we think is the best offensive player in football, Christian McCaffrey. Well, why would we shoehorn the ball to a guy who's maybe our second or third option, depending on what Deebo Samuel's given to you on any given Sunday? I believe in a pecking order, and I think the 49...
But sometimes you got to throw to set up the run, vice versa.
That's not the way Shanahan does it.
And maybe that's why they haven't won.
Hey, guys, I just went back and listened to that Steve Young cut again. Mm-hmm. I want to play this for you. In the middle of the cut, 5 seconds, just listen to this real quick.
All right.
Things were haywire from Christmas on, and that's why last year was the time with the best roster in football to go get it done. And the fact is it didn't happen. That happens. It happened to me. I get that.
I mean, he sounds like he's this isn't good.
He's like panicked.
Yes. Last season was the season to get it done.
Yeah. What do you think? He's giving up on this year?
No, I don't think he's giving up, but I do think now that I listened to it again, he knows the window closes.
That's what I get from that, Stani. And that's all the picture I'm trying to paint. Like, you're right. I can't rob him. But look around. It's not going to get easier.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If the San Francisco 49ers go to the NFC Championship game again and they lose, but Purdy has a hell of a year and they pay Purdy 50 or 60, whatever it is, and they believe he's their guy, why would the window close entirely?
Well, what I will say, well, is stuff rotting around him? Is Trent Williams going to retire? That affects Purdy. But if like Purdy's, it's not just one guy having a good season, Stoney, it's the Steph Curry model. Like, you got to have components around you. And as you continue to pay
people. It sounds
like
you're afraid of paying Purdy, which I understand.
No, right now he's earned it, but is he going to earn it with no Ayuk? Is that going to present itself? My thing is, you seem like you're okay if the Niners lose in the second round, but Purdy has a good year. One player doesn't supersede the team goal, and right, the fan base is waiting. And Steve right. Young sounds like, when are we going to get it done?
God loves Steve Young. Nobody's entitled to get it done.
Well, that's proof here.
Exactly.
I feel like they've been their own worst enemy. Not like, damn it, we just got beat in boat race. They've blown it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. They've been to four NFC championships in the last 5 years. Going into this year, is that good or bad? I think it's damn good. Because I think this is a team that knows it's good. Obviously. They've been there before. I would much rather have had 4 out of 5 years. We've gotten to the NFC Championship.
I got something for
twice you.
You
got to the Super Bowl. You've got unbelievable heartache. This team knows they are good.
But do they feel like they got a problem to close
no.
the big deal?
I don't think so.
If you're a champ and you're looking at yourself as real as all outdoor, like you said, Detroit, many people would give their arm for that winning. Right. But Stoney, I would say, why are we coming up short?
Because that could be they coaching? Played one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in their two Super Bowls, and they didn't get it done.
And one Super Bowl, he had minimal weaponry. And Steve Young we all knew it. They were struggling, the Chiefs.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Win. Like,
okay, they're going to try. Mm. But my whole thing is, like, this idea that I don't know. How much are we going to dwell on they didn't win? They've lost two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. I don't get it.
Like
they're going to be a favorite. They're going to be a favorite this year to win it.
They're going
to
be like the Kevin Durant Warriors. Wake me up when the playoffs come. That's where they're at. And it's scary to say that because we're assuming they're going to be healthy. And, you know, they're going to just run roughshod over the whole league. But, Stoney, that's where I'm at. I'm invested, but they can't take another. This season is going to be determined to me in regard to success on how they do in the playoffs.
Okay, well,
and that's kind of scary, assuming that they're going to get there, Goo.
Well, the bottom line is you
and a
you
lot don't of the fan base.
You don't believe, and I get that there's no way that this season could be successful unless they win a Super Bowl.
I believe so.
Okay, well, I'm telling you right now,
haven't they earned that?
The Golden State Warriors. That's one thing with Kevin Durant. This is football. There's no team that you go with. Like, football's different. Things change every year.
But yet they've been able to handle it, and they've been having a lot of success. Two Super Bowls and multiple NFC championships.
Well, apparently it's not enough. It's not enough success.
And it shouldn't be enough when you don't win it all.
Okay.
With 10-point leads.
But I'm sick of people talking about this team like they're 7-10 every year. You haven't seen 7-10 every year.
But you're the guy that predicted them. You don't think they're going to win it under this current regime.
I could be wrong.
But you said
the reason I don't think they're going to win it is because the numbers say they won't win it.
And that's why Steve Young is panicking.
Only one team wins it.
No doubt. And they've had more chances than anybody.
So how are we going through 49er fans? How are we going to go? Are we even going to watch the regular season?
Of course.
Why? It doesn't matter. I'm telling you right now, they're going to the playoffs.
You don't know that.
Well, I'm telling you. Just take my word for it. They're going to the playoffs.
I'm not.
It's not going to matter.
Yeah. But
it's not going to matter.
I'm using your word, your lingo on you. You don't know that.
You're right. I don't. And I don't know they're not going to win it just because they stubbed their toe 2 out of the last 4 years.
Like Josh Ram on the chat. Goo, they've been one of the most successful teams in the past 10 years. I agree. But that's what makes it more maddening that you have nothing to show
for. It's not maddening.
Tell Steve Young
that. It's football.
You want to hear the sound again?
He's a champion. Steve Young is a champion.
But he's better than any fan that's waiting on the Niners to win.
No, but he's better
than
Brock Purdy, is what I'm saying. I mean, they haven't proved they're champions. They've proved they're a great football team. They haven't proved they're champions. They might not be champions. But, like, I don't think they're doing
anything.
That
would
anything.
Be disappointing, though, if they don't get it done. And, again, you could be like, ooh, we got four more years to find out. But,
I mean, okay, so that's fine. We're going into the season. It cannot be a success unless they win the Super Bowl. And you know what? I get it, but it's setting up for a miserable year. It's setting up for no enjoyment.
I think that comes with the territory when you come close so many times.
Well, I mean,
it's hard to, you know what I mean? You come close. It's like the Warriors going to the Western Conference Finals and a couple finals, but not winning. And then you keep coming back the next year. You can't say a successful season is going to be making the playoffs. It's like, wake me up when we get to the offs so we can see if you get past those junctures.
You and I have a fundamental difference about they've lost two Super Bowls. I don't think they're snake bit. I think you think they're snake bit. And like, I don't look at them as chokers. I don't think they were the best team the 2 years that they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs. I thought the Chiefs were the best
team.
What
about when they had the 10-point, this is our difference too, the 10-point lead against the Rams in the NFC Championship game on the road. They had that game control.
Okay. I don't think they were. But that was an NFC Championship. Yeah. They're going to have to go win the Super Bowl
But see, I don't just focus on the Super Bowls. That they could have been back to another one had they closed that deal. But that was another example of blowing a 10-point lead.
So they should have, like, now we're talking about a team that should have won a Super Bowl the year they didn't even get to the Super Bowl.
No, they should have been in it.
What?
Against the Cincinnati Bengals.
When you operate under they should, like, you're just going to be disappointed because no team should. You got to go prove it. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do y'all think about this and where the 49ers are? I mean, is it that simple? No Super Bowl, no success in 2024. I understand it, but I think that's a bad way to go into a season because you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Then again, you want them to win a championship, I get it. Hey, we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey today. You have one more chance to win this Klay Thompson autographed jersey. That's at 5:11 with myself and Guru. This week is all jacked up on 95.7 The Game, presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.